Well, here we are. Da-dun. From the mountains high somewhere out west, way out west, far out west as you can go without wading in the ocean. Welcome to the day after Green Friday. Yes, it's Green Friday, November 28, 2000 and something or other, maybe 8, 9, I don't know, somewhere in there. I want to make an announcement. When you guys are watching the when you're watching my broadcast and it cuts out, we have a problem, as we had many, many listeners yesterday, and we had a problem in the fact that the show dropped out, and nobody came back, but the show came back. Whenever this phone rings in here, one of these lines, it kicks my show off for about 30 seconds, but it automatically comes back. So you viewers, you missed some good stuff last week. I've got some new receptors I'm going to show you tonight. So anyhow, tonight's guest is my sidekick, Steve Barish, and his sister, Bella Bird. Steve, are you there?
Yes, I am, Fred. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing good. What happened to me? We couldn't find you there. Did you tie yourself up and try to do a Houdini in your closet, or what?
I was in exposed in the other room. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay. One of those moments, huh? Did you have a magnetic moment? We got the platinum pieces coming together now. As soon as you send your piece out, we'll send you your thing.
Yeah.
Have you got your television on?
No, I didn't have a chance, Fred. I ran in here and just picked up the phone. I haven't had time to close up or anything.
Okay. Are you dressed? Or are you doing a show in the raw tonight?
Well, no, I'm dressed.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. I thought maybe we were thinking about doing Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science in Raw show. I think it's raw food, but we'll be parading on TV with nothing on but our bird. I'll be giving everybody the bird. I'm bare skin. Of course, it'll tear up my shoulder. These little creature claws are a little sharp.
How's that bird doing out
right
there?
Now. Yeah, Bella Bird, you're a little sharp tonight. She's looking, give me the eye right now. She's giving me the eye. So did you get a few calls today? I guess we had the phone switched over. We'll keep it over there until Monday if you keep you busy.
Yeah, I had three phone calls, and it was just questions, basically.
Oh, good. Well, at the time of year, people ask questions so they can plan their Christmas shopping with Pyridine.
Yep.
Everybody wants to say, I got mine at Pyridine, you know?
Yep.
So those of you who want to watch the broadcast, just go to Ustream, and it's the Fred Bell Show, and you'll see us live here on, there's my assistant is handing me a picture of Boo Bird, the little green bird, which is Bella's husband, you know. So what kind of a week did you have anyway?
I've been quite busy, Fred. I've been using the flamethrower quite a bit this week.
Oh, flamethrower.
Oh, yeah. I've been having a lot of fun with that, and it's really doing a lot of good work with my clients, and it seems to be, I'm having a lot of fun.
Oh, good. Did you get your white one yet or not?
No, I didn't get that yet.
We got to finish that up. You know what happened? We got into this move, and we apologize to a lot of the clients out there that got late deliveries. This was a move from hell, and because, I mean, my office got completely tore up. Mikkel's office got torn up. And we're still finding pieces of it. All the paperwork, everything got screwed up. But at least now we've got, we're able to function again. We're getting it together. It's starting to come back like it was, probably better than it was before. So what happened with your flamethrower this week?
Well, the flamethrower, what I've been doing, I've been having the clients laid down, of course, because I had gotten finished massaging them, and they were on their back, and I put it on their left leg.
Right.
And actually felt the energy going up the left leg through the top of their head, coming all the way back down towards the right leg.
Right.
And the energy was actually changing them molecularly.
Oh,
and,
cool.
You know, well, for me, I can see it, so I can see the energy changing. And it's really, really interesting to see. I mean, they felt very vitalized. Very vitalized.
Did you give them a little receptor treatment, too?
Pardon?
Did you give them a receptor treatment, too?
Actually, I use my receptor once in a while on them, Fred. I'll take the receptor off me, and I'll put it right on their hearts.
Wow.
And it really, really changes things drastically, and also the projector. So I'll take the projector and the nuclear receptor, and I'll put it on people's hearts and right over the central tendon, or the diaphragm, as people should know it. And it changes things quite much.
Yeah, you've been helping some folks out. I think you left me a message. Pardon me if I don't return the messages when you leave them, because I haven't had time to tie my shoes lately. But
right.
I figure I can answer the questions on the air, you know. Mm-hmm. But you've helped some people set their projector systems up, I understand, this week,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I had a young lady call me, I think it was Thursday or Friday night, and she got her projector. She was absolutely thrilled with it, and she was actually, what happened, Fred, is that the room disappeared.
Wow.
She had it placed wrong, and it was the room still disappeared. So we moved the projector about 6 feet and about 4.5 feet off the floor, and she felt the energy, and the room got hot. So I knew that the projector was placed properly, and she's just really excited about it.
Wow.
Yeah, fantastic lady. We had sold her that projector maybe about 2 months ago. And she called me last night, wanted to know if it was
Why time. Does she wait so long to experience an Andromeda and holographic quantum entanglement device? Why did she wait 6 months?
I think she was very happy with it, but she wanted me to take a look and see where it had to be placed.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, I've been doing that for a lot of people and some of the Hollywood folks, too. So we're having a lot of fun with it, Fred, and... the holographic projector is quite powerful. I mean, I've had my room disappear many times. People are, the inside of the body, pancreas, liver, gallbladder, everything in the body, intestines goes pure white light. Everything is gone inside. So,
yeah, now's the time to get one of those. It's the time to manifest during these shorter times, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
especially during the holidays, if you want to have a Merry Christmas, do it with a projection system.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I've had a lot of fun with this. I guess I was one of the first ones that you sold the projectors to, and I was playing with them for quite some time. And of course, you know, I got a lot of phone calls from New York and California and stuff. So it's been a blast for me to work with these people. They're so nice.
Yeah, we sell a fair amount of them overseas, too, now.
Yeah, that's great. That's fantastic.
So what are you going to do? What did you do for Thanksgiving? Were you thankful?
I went over to my brother's apartment, and we had a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner last night.
I'll tell you something that will excite you. I had a guy come over to the house today in my secret hideaway, and I had, because I sold some, I got a bunch of stuff for sale over on eBay. And I a couple of Philco Predicta television sets that I had not only repaired but completely restored to new condition.
Wow.
He's a psychologist, a PhD from San Bernardino. And
right.
He used to work for, in his younger days, Carol Shelby.
Wow.
And he knew him quite well over the Gardena shop.
Yeah.
While he was there, he acquired a 1962 Roadster like you've got, Cobra.
Right, right.
Paid $65,000 for it back a ways back, and it's worth $750,000 now.
Yeah, yeah, they're really, really expensive.
I couldn't believe it. It's one of the, it's one of those that's in your book that you sent me that I have here. The little
book that you
sent me with those early ones.
Yeah, that's the
racing model
289. Right, that was the basic flapside, a Cobra, and they're worth a fortune.
That's what he said.
Yeah, they're worth a fortune. That car's got to be worth between a half, just like you say, between a half a million and 750.
That's what he said, and I guess he's got some other cars, and he collects a little bit. He knows Jay Leno pretty well, evidently. But
I
he wants to buy some shortwave radios from me, but I didn't get a chance because I had to go to town. And around here, when you go to town, it's a 20-minute drive through the bushes, you know. Bushes, but the bushes. To get there, and then 20 minutes back, and I had to do some shopping, because there's no supermarkets around here. They're way away. You know, you got to go stock up. We're out here in the woods.
Right.
Spend time with him, but he was telling me all kinds of neat stuff. And I've got his phone number here, and you can call him at some point if you want.
Man, that'd be fun to talk to him.
He's real mellow. And, you know, he drives his car on the street. He goes to meets. I told him all about you. He wants to know about your car.
And
there's a big car meet out here in Yorba Linda, I guess, in a week or two. There's going to be a bunch of the original cars, you know, these Cobras out there.
Yeah, the Cobras are really nice. Actually, there was a big report. I got to send you the magazine. And it says that the newer Cobras that are being made, like Superformance, are actually better than the old Cobras.
Oh, I believe that. You know, a lot of chassis updates, suspension updates.
Right. And I still like to have an original, but, you know, the 427s are worth about $1 million a piece now.
Yeah, he told me this one he had originally had a 260 in it.
Right, that's the 260 was back in 62.
Yeah, and then he said they put a 308 or 30 something in it?
The 289 came out in 63 or 64.
Yeah, he says it's got one of those in it now, and he says it's very fast.
Extremely fast. The car only weighs about 2,050 pounds, I believe, the original AC.
He said it was right around 2,000 pounds. I asked, yours is about, what, 22 or so?
I think mine's about 25 and change.
Yeah, that's because you got the bigger motor in it.
Yeah, I got the bigger engine in it. But it's extremely fast, and it's... it's over 600 horsepower and it's 521 at the rear wheel, so it flies.
Yeah, I know that when I read your book, it said those ones like you had didn't do as well on the corners as the one like he has, but on the straightaways, they eat everything up.
They would blow everything. Matter of fact, on YouTube, if you look up 427 Cobra, you'll see races with the 427 Cobra against the, what's it called, the Viper?
Oh, yeah, the Viper, Dodge Viper.
It just blew it right away. I mean, the Cobras are so fast. It's just absolutely incredible.
Yeah, them Vipers are heavy. They're pretty fast once they get going, I guess. But
yeah, but it's it couldn't catch this Cobra. No way on the planet.
Yeah.
You know,
I've got a 1,000-horsepower Corvette of mine for sale. I got it advertised in the Auto Trader, Sports Car Trader.
Yeah, that's got to be an absolutely incredible ride.
Yeah, I showed him that thing, and he really liked it. He was sitting out there in the parking lot, you know, so we had it, you know, we have our own parking lot here.
Yeah.
And boy, I got to go out and clean all the cars because they all had covers on them, and it rained, and of course it washes the cover, and the dirt ends up on the car.
Right. I'd love to bring my car out there. That'd be a blast.
Yeah, you need to drive it out here.
That'd be a lot of fun. No. I can't wait for my projector. I'll tell you, I just can't wait for that.
I wish you had your TV on. I could show you. I have a beautiful three leg wave here, the yellow diamond in it, white diamond bridge for a client.
Right.
I'm going to put it on the air in a minute. It's amazing. I guess everybody's watching the show through the BBS radio. So I'm gonna put this up to the camera now, and my sidekick almost, I got my buckskin jacket on. I think I'll take that off because my sidekick doesn't like me to wear a pyramid. See if I can get a, there it is. I can get this thing here up where you can see it. Not a very good light source, obviously. We had a really neat visitor. Steven Weinberg was here.
Oh, yeah?
And he's from New York City. And he is one of the most famous photographers in the world. And of course he wears a nuclear receptor. That was the platinum one.
Right.
He just came back from Georgia, Russia.
Right.
And he takes, he does the front cover for National Geographic worldwide. He also does the, covers for many other magazines and publications, and he does articles. He's one of the most fabulous, famous photographers. He's doing some stuff for Newsweek right now.
Really?
And Newsweek is interested, but the thing was, he sits down and breaks bread with the previous president of Georgia, the present one who's being displaced, and the future one. He knows all three of them, including this lady that I guess runs it.
Right.
Pictures of him with Colin Ross, not Colin Ross, but Colin Powell. Madame Albright sent him a letter, and he was here, and he spent a day and night in the guest house and took some pictures for our Paradigm website.
Right.
And he, through the whole Georgian conflict, and he's been living over there, he speaks fluent Russian.
Right.
The whole last year or so, he's been living there. And guess what? He wears a silver nuclear receptor duotone.
Wow.
That, and I've got it. He traded it in for a duotone from the regular one, and that's a very famous one because it's been touched by all the famous Russians and everything over there.
I mean,
you name somebody that's famous in the diplomatic corps, and they've seen that receptor.
Really?
Yeah. I'm looking him up with a publishing company now for some publishing stuff. His
photographs
are amazing.
Oh, that's going to be fabulous.
Yeah, he's got inauguration. He was in when they overthrew the their equivalent of the Reichstag. You know, the mobs came and overthrew the president a few months back, three or four months ago.
Right.
He was there. He was inside
with
the president of the country and took pictures of the people crashing in. Just amazing stuff. He's got pictures of him with George Bush. George Bush was just there. He took pictures of Bush, you know, close as like 1 foot away.
Uh-huh.
He carries, you know, special diplomatic secret clearance and all that. But, I mean, these receptors are really getting some exposure now. I would think. Yeah. And he said he won't go anywhere overseas. He won't go anywhere without that receptor. He said that has probably saved his life in some of these you know, he usually avoids the firefights, and he's not a reporter that likes to go into the battle.
Right.
But he takes pictures of all the inaugurations and sometimes riots, and he's got some great family pictures. And evidently, I guess he named the town. I forget the name of the town, but Joseph Stalin actually came from some famous town, and he told me the name of it in Georgia.
Right.
There's statues of Stalin there, and people actually, from those towns, old World War II guys loved Joseph Stalin. You know, they loved him.
Wow.
I'm absolutely shocked at you know, some of the things that he was telling me. But I mean, I really got an education about the whole Russian, you know, republic over some beautiful mountains and snow and all that stuff.
Wow, that's incredible.
I got that receptor here. It's all tarnished and everything. He's been wearing it for years. And but old design. So I'm going to polish it up and put a picture of it with him on the website.
Right.
Hall of Fame.
Right.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah.
That's wild. I'm looking forward to getting my my projector. I'm purchasing a quite an expensive projector, but it's something that I really want and something that really works. I've already remote viewed some of the work that projector will do. I just bought a platinum projector from Fred, and I can actually see what some of the stuff is going to be doing with it, and it's quite interesting, Fred. What I'm picking up is that it's just going to open up the complete body. There won't be any blockages at all.
No, I think that's really cool. It's going to probably put a lot of white and blue light into your existing system.
Yeah, it should really make a big difference. I mean, I was looking at the ray of white light that was coming through, and the spectrum was unbelievable. The colors, in other words, with the old projector when I was wearing my gold one, the stones were firing in sequence, where this one it's just on all the time. And what it's going to be doing is passing white light, and it's a different kind of light than I've ever seen before. And it just goes right through the whole body. It's like beams of light that are actually going to be going through the body. So if anybody is really interested in those, in that kind of projector with that kind of power, that should really be interesting. I have no idea what the rest of it's going to be doing, but I've seen the awesome colors that are coming through the body, you know. So it should be very, very interesting. It'll really waken up the whole system.
Oh yeah, well, my manufacturing guy who only does high end, you know, the people that make these projectors, they just don't throw them together in a mold somewhere. We do the mold casting with the inexpensive $165 ones, and even those
right.
people are pretty good. But
right.
To show you the kind of work that he does, he brought out a diamond today for a client, and he had it with him. He had picked it up out here in the neighborhood somewhere.
Right, right.
I had never seen a emerald cut 15 carat white diamond before.
Wow.
15
wow,
carats.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
I mean, it was 3/4 inch by 3/4 inch almost. It was huge.
That's
a ring, and I guess he's putting it into another ring, special ring, you know, because the ring that was in was crappy looking, but the diamond, the only time I ever saw a diamond that big was when I was a guest of the British royalty at the
right.
Tower
right.
Castle in London, and got to spend some time with the crown jewels and the Hope Diamond, you know,
wow.
over there, which is even bigger than that. And he said that the diamond that he showed me, the hard streak value of it, it was about, the one I was holding would instantly bring $400,000.
It must be a VDS stone.
Yeah. Then it had a little tiny, it's so big that when I looked at it from the side, because there's like, you know, it's like, God, a third of an inch deep, you know, with
right,
that
right.
huge side, there was a tiny right. little inclusion you could see with your naked eye.
Yeah.
That if that wasn't there, that would be about a $2 million stone.
That's absolutely incredible, Fred.
Yeah. So that gives you an idea of the proclivity and the kind of people that we work with.
Yeah.
Of,
yeah.
You know, to do the products for us. I mean, we're not the cheapest, inexpensive marketing, you know, for energizing jewelry, but I think we're pretty much, by a long shot, the very best.
Well, there's no question about it. I don't even argue about price. Whatever you charge me, that's what you charge me, and I buy it.
Yeah.
You know, I trust the value of a platinum necklace, and there's nobody that does anything better than you, you know, so I've been with you all these years, and every time I buy something, it becomes more and more powerful, so... with the new design, it ought to be really, really powerful. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I think you're going to like it. I'm just sitting here looking at this platinum receptor because we don't, with a yellow diamond, we don't get to do these very often. We probably do a yellow, or, you know, a platinum receptor just occasionally.
Right.
Usually we sell them for a lot more money because platinum has been averaging $1,800 an ounce.
Right.
And
right,
the receptor
right.
has over 2 ounces in it. Plus $1,000 worth of palladium they have to melt down just to get the thing to shape, and then all the labor that's to keep all the integrity. These things are
right,
very precise.
Right. Well,
and sometimes when they cast them, they'll get a little flaw, and they have to recast them. And when they have to recast them, there's another $700 worth of palladium eaten up.
Right.
Luckily, palladium is down a couple hundred dollars now. So usually, it's sitting up just a little under platinum.
Yeah.
So when you start looking at the price of platinum palladium per ounce, you're getting up around $3,000, you know, or more, per ounce.
I've got an 18 karat gold receptor with a platinum bridge and diamonds, but I wanted to get, I had a silver one that I'm wearing now, and I just wanted to get that platinum one because there's such a difference in energy. It's like it could be 5,000 or 6,000 times the power.
Yeah, it would be that easily.
Yeah, so it's going to be, it'll be interesting. We're going to be experimenting with that puppy, so that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think you're going to like it a lot.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
I want to remind your viewers that out there that are watching, I imagine most people are watching this on BBS, that we had this problem. Because we had a lot of viewers last week, and then the phone rang, and it crashed the Ustream off the Internet for about a minute. So about usually 45 seconds to a minute. But we haven't got it fixed yet, but if it does, if you are watching and it does crash, then what happens is get back there, and you'll get to watch the show some more. Because we're going to be showing, the lighting is still a little bit dim in the room here.
Yeah.
I'm getting more lighting, and then we're going to have we're well lit, and you can see my sidekick better, and then we can really start displaying things on the television side, because
right,
people like to
right,
see stuff,
right.
Got a lot of neat new things that we want to show people.
Yeah. I think we have somebody that's on the phone.
Okay, well, I didn't hear it. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Is there a caller there?
Yes. Hi, this is Jackie calling from Mariposa, California.
Oh, very good. Are you a first-time caller?
Yes, I am.
Very good. How'd you hear about us?
Well, actually, I found one of your tapes. That had some Pleiadian music on it.
Oh, okay, from the ship?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I just rediscovered it the other day and listened to it several times. Really like listening to it. And it just brings back all my thoughts about sound being, a healing device.
Oh, yeah. I know those old... When I played all over Europe, for 1 year.
Uh-huh.
Live, I'm getting ready to do it again, but not go to Europe.
And then I just listened to Mary Hardy on YouTube today, and she was talking about how Greensleeve was the song that they used to move the blocks in Salisbury.
Oh, yeah, Salisbury Hill.
Music. So, and that they used that in Egypt. A song very similar to Greensleeves. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, just to let you know, we are not live, but we are syndicated in England now, all over the airwaves, and in the area of Glastonbury and Salisbury and all those areas. You ever been over there? It's really fascinating.
No, but, oh, gosh, I really want to go.
Yeah. The
it's
Glastonbury
one of my goals
tour
in life.
Is really cool, and it was in that book about King Arthur that Whitman, that lady wrote, I forget the name of it, a very famous book. And
mm-hmm.
It's fabulous over there.
Oh, I can't wait. It's just going to be absolutely magical.
Do you have a receptor?
I had one of the very earliest receptors, the silver one with the little gold, kind of held it together both sides, and you had the devices inside.
Was it a receptor?
The crystals inside. I don't know if you called it the receptor in those days.
Well, that receptor came out in 81.
Hmm.
Found, it looks like a little satellite dish.
That's right. That's what I... Oh, like a little satellite dish. No, this looked like a little spaceship. So maybe it wasn't your device.
An earlier one. That's before the receptor.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what I had many, many years ago.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened to it. I wore it for like two years, and I think it needed, I don't know. But anyway, one of these days I'm going
to
get a receptor.
Yeah, you need to get one.
I'm going to get the yellow sapphire.
Which receptor does she need, Steve? Can you tell me real quick?
Yeah, she needs Blue Star Sapphire.
Blue Star Sapphire?
The Blue Sapphire, yeah.
Okay.
A Blue Sapphire.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm very attracted to blue.
Yeah.
But I'm very attracted to the yellow sapphire, too. But
the blue would be better for you.
The blue would be better? Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's much more settling for you.
Yeah. I have a piece of moldavite, and
mm-hmm.
I wore it, for quite some time because I thought it would ground me. But what
yes.
it actually did is it made me, get a little stern about life, and it was like I had
mm-hmm.
to take it off just to lighten up, so... I know you have to be very careful with these stones.
Yeah, moldavite is something that's very powerful, and most people can't wear it. So the blue sapphire would be perfect for you.
Okay. Well, I have a question. About 5 years ago, I bought a piece of equipment online. It's called the Fitzgerald machine.
Right.
And it has all these glass tubes that when you crank, when you plug it in the wall and then I think you turn it counterclockwise, the electric current increases. And then there's some of them there's a pale violet light, and in some of them there's a pale blue light. And you can actually get a charge off of these. Some of them are shaped, one shaped like a bulbous, it's got a stem, and then it's kind of bulbous lollipop looking thing. And then another one looks like a rake, which I imagine they must have used for the scalp.
Yeah, I'm familiar with those.
You are.
Yeah, we sell something like that. It's a much more updated version.
So what should I do with this, or should I just leave it alone and put it in a museum?
Well, that what you've got is a museum piece, but the newer ones, we use sound with them now. We pulse sound through the body. But that was the original part of what was called a diathermy machine. And they used it for massage back in the 30s and 20s. And they used different noble gases in these rakes and the little round thing with a, it's kind of like a rod that goes out and makes a right angle turn, and there's like a knot, like a button on the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the newer ones we're using more, the newer ones are more powerful, and they use different frequencies now to ignite the gas. It's called ionization. And they have noble gases in them now versus neon and different forms of neon and different gases they use in those days. So there, it's a much more fine-tuned, but it's a great item. We use it on the immune system a lot for, you know, for cleaning out the immune system, the ones we have today. That one that you've got was more for scalp massage and massage work, a little bit different. It works. I wouldn't get rid of it. It's valuable because it's an antique.
Well, I mean, it's sitting up in my closet on a shelf, and I should probably get it into the hands of people that...
Yeah, put it on eBay. You'd probably sell it.
Well, yeah. That's where I bought it.
Oh, okay.
I was the only one interested enough to buy it, though, so I guess the person that I bought it from wasn't showing it off to the right people. But, yeah, I think it's very valuable. It's got, you know, all the pieces are there, and then it's even got some extra little attachment, like it has a little glass funnel, things like this. And I thought, well, maybe I could use it for something, but I wouldn't even know what to use it on because it feels like you're just pulsing, you know, electrical
charges into
your body.
To have a little black handle that looks like a flashlight and you plug the things into the end?
Pardon?
Yeah. The handle, like a little flashlight handle, instead of where the lens would be, is a little plug where you plug the different things in so it looks like a flashlight with that tube hooked to the end of it?
Well, each of the tube has a little metal cap on the bottom of it, and then you put the metal piece into this, you know, thing that looks like a flashlight, I guess you'd say about the size of a flashlight or smaller.
Yeah, the new ones have, the new ones are different. The new ones have a... They're about the size of a cigar box. They got meters on them and settings and stuff that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have a cord that comes out that you attach the wand to. If you look on our website under healing devices, www.paradigm.com, you'll see the newer ones. We have.
Oh, I'll check that out, yeah. And another device that I recently came upon and I went through a treatment was putting your foot in it into a detox bath with sea salts, and then it's got... You know, these metal pieces in there. And nothing much came out of my body, but a friend of mine had gunk, really bad gunk coming out of his body. And mine just had just a little stuff, you know. The water turned a little yellow. But the thing was, I don't know if it's because of the electrical charge or if there's something coming out of my body, but I felt great for like 2 days. I mean... Mm-hmm. My diction was so clear, and I felt supreme, I tell you. So do you think that was from the electrical charge, or do you think something actually came out of my body? Do you know about those devices?
It does come out of your body, and when you get finished with that orange color,
it was yellow.
Yeah, take it outside and pour it on your plants.
Really?
Yes, it's absolutely great for plants.
Okay.
Plants will be very, very... believe it become more beautiful. It's just something in there that actually the plants love.
Well, that's a great thing to know.
Yeah,
because group of us are going in to buy one of these, perhaps, you know.
Well, I'll tell you, the nuclear receptor, I bought my first one about 10 years ago, and I think that would be better for you than the machine, and the reason I'm saying that is because in today's world, there's so many toxins in the air, and what this nuclear receptor will do besides work on your RNA and your DNA and get rid of toxins is that it won't allow it into your body anymore.
Mm-hmm.
If you have carbon monoxide in the air, it'll actually nullify before it even gets into the body. Is that correct, Fred? Is that, if I remember correctly?
That's part of the age reversal process that the body starts in motion.
Mm-hmm.
So so when the cells reproduce, instead of going with the aging, you know, and shrinking the DNA, it goes in the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
The cells actually reproduce better from one to the next, each stage, than they were before the receptor. It's like when you were younger, you had that process built in, and it reinstitutes that into your body.
Right. And
quite interesting.
Well, you know, I'm also very interested in pyramids, and I'm thinking of getting the pyramid that you can wear.
Yeah, we make several. We make five different types.
Yeah, and so how do I know which one I want?
Well, I usually start people off with a gold or silver power dome.
Yeah.
That's a detoxer, and the gold one is more relaxing. They're made out of titanium.
Mm-hmm.
Very light. I've got one on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the silver one is a little more intense. I don't recommend that you wear it 3 or 4 hours before bedtime because it stimulates the adrenals.
Mm-hmm.
And people won't sleep too good. You might be up all night. So what I always have people do is wear the gold one, you know, into the evening, and the silver one more in the morning, middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
We have another one. It's a bit pricey, but when you're ready for it, it's got diamond dust on it. It's covered with diamond dust.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing is like sticking your head into the clouds, and it's called the Crystallodome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When you really want to get into pyramids, that's the one to get. It's the most exotic pyramid worn on the head in the world.
Wow.
You know, I only have copyrights on my designs on pyramids. I have patents on my projectors and receptors. But the Chrysalodome, nobody's been able to duplicate that. They've copied some of my power domes over in Japan. But nobody knows the metal formulas. And we found by looking at some of the ones that they make versus the ones that we make, ours seem to have a higher orgone output than theirs do. And you can measure that with different types of dowsing instruments and a thing called electromyograph, EMG machine, which measures the amount of electricity that the pyramid or the receptor puts to the muscle groups on your body, called EMG. So we're able to verify certain, you know, claims that we make.
And what are the angles of the pyramids?
Beg your pardon?
The degrees.
Oh, it's a 51, 18, 3, almost 52 degrees.
Okay.
Yeah. And titanium is very light. Titanium molecular structure looks like when Reverend Earlsley in England blessed water at a church. Which I have pictures of it in my earlier book, Death of Ignorance. After the blessing, the water molecules looked like the same structure as a titanium molecule.
Wow.
Yeah. So titanium has a really powerful healing effect on the body. The body has to heal itself. None of these things can heal you, but you have blockages, and they'll remove the blockages very quickly. So when you have that done, you get a really, really good result. You know, I really, you know, in the moving process that we're doing, I couldn't get to my shop to get titanium pyramids. So I had to wear the regular steel and gold-plated ones, which I did. But today, you know, the other day when I was over there, I finally got a hold of some of those titanium ones, and I've been wearing them ever since.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, does it feel good to wear a pyramid for 2 or 3 days after not wearing one for a while. It feels really good.
I can't wait. I'm on a new piece of property, and it's 13 acres, and it's got a beautiful stream through it, and I know it's just sacred land. And
yeah, sort of like us. We're on a property like that with a stream at the edge of it, and wearing the pyramid out here is amazing. And we just finally, we got at our house in Laguna, we have a portamid over the bed there in the next to the meditation room. Mm-hmm. Out here in the mountains where we are now, we didn't have any portamids because we run out of them. But now the manufacturer of those came out today, and I've got one I get to put together tomorrow, put it over the bed. And well, let me tell you something, after sleeping in a portamid for 20 years, you know, and then not sleeping in one for a few months, I can't wait to put this puppy together. Together fast, believe me.
You're feeling really heavy and weighted, huh?
Well, the bottom line is you don't get the shielding, the Faraday shield effect, from radiation. And I don't care where you are in this planet, even if you're in the Himalayas, there's so much radiation out there from, you know, communication devices to radar to all the other stuff and satellites that you really need the protection at night.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, if you don't have it, you know, some nights you're going to get some strange dreams and weird dreams. Other nights you're going to have some good ones. You get good dreams every night when you sleep inside of a pyramid. And you also get a much brighter, at least I do, and most people that I turned on to this, they get a much brighter, kind of like vivid color dream. And when you're not in a pyramid, you don't get that. You just sort of get a little color. But this is like high definition. You know, that's the only way I can describe it in today's modern terms.
May I ask you one more question?
Sure.
And that is, what are your thoughts on the increased energy going around the Earth? And do you think it's because we're moving into the photon belt or a new energetic space in line with the galactic center, things like that?
Well, yeah, I'm writing a book on it called 2012 Inside Track.
Oh.
It's my new book.
Okay, see?
It talks about all of that stuff. And on one side, I'm showing how, you know, everything, all the 149 sub-projects from MK Ultra and Mind Control and the Manchurian Candidate effect and the Operation Moonbeam NASA satellite beaming through people that are picked out through the phone monitoring and the computer monitoring. They pick people out, and that married to the drug industry with their fake, you know, the drug industry is creating fake psychological profiles, advertising them heavily, and then putting out Prozac and all these different drugs, Xanax. And so that's a whole program that's against what was really going on. They're trying to do everything they can to befuddle the American and the world public, basically under the aegis of the New World Order. So I'm writing a book on the big phony. And the people that I consult with in the government and different places, including FEMA, some directors, are feeding me so much great information to affirm my suspicions. And then I'm showing how we manufacture and make things, and vitamins, nutrients, meditation processes, to negate it all, and how the negation process works. And then I have a historical background going to Thales back to 500 B.C., and showing how the whole game started with the One World Order from 500 B.C. to the present.
Wow.
Gives it a lot of credibility, you know.
Wow.
And the beauty of it is having this radio show, I've had Michio Kaku, I've had Dr. Michael Brooks, leading world theoretical physicists on here. I've had Dr. Colin Ross, who's the leading psychiatrist who has deprogrammed people that have been under CIA influence and Manchurian Candidate influence. We even sell their books. So I've had not only the blessings of being able to expose this stuff, but I've had the people that were involved with it on both ends of the spectrum on my show.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a cool book.
I can't wait. Right. But in general, do you think because of what's going on in the cosmos that people are awakening?
Those that are not drugged, those that are not echelon is the project. That's the code word for the monitoring of all your stuff. People that aren't being profiled will wake up, but a lot of people won't wake up. There won't be a lot of people around forever, because what you'll see, we just looked up the other day, for example, on the internet, there's a site that you can go to, sex offenders. We looked up our neighborhood in Laguna, which is a very high-end neighborhood, and we looked up our neighborhood out here in the middle of nowhere, which is also a pretty moderate neighborhood. I was astounded to see on my street in Laguna Beach, people that I had seen go by, when the street has eight houses, on my block, there was one person on my block that was a sex offender. There was two or three the next block over, and there was all over the place. And, men that, that messed around with little babies. Mm. So that's a sickness, and that's a spiritual sickness. The porn industry is getting bigger. Mm-hmm. That's a big, big problem, because people are going upside down on their sexuality, and I'm not talking about homosexuality. That's a freedom. It has nothing to do with it. I'm talking about perverted stuff on people that are unwilling to participate mm-hmm. consciousness. That's spreading like wildfire, and it's not because we have more people or better communication and awareness of it. It's just spreading. It's a sickness. So that plus other kinds of perverted acts are going to bring people down and put them in a state of walking numbness, basically unconscious.
Is that being provoked by some program or?
No, it's not. It's a combination of the programs, but the sensitivity issue comes from the fact that we're aligned up with the Pleiades, our central spiritual sun, and the vibratory frequency of the atoms of light in the body, we're called the Anu, and subatomic physics calls it the string theory, are being enlightened now. So mm-hmm. people, if you can't enlighten a hog that's been raised on crap, okay? Mm-hmm. If you took a person and raised them on vegetarian food and good things and water and meditation, that person has a chance on being enlightened. Mm-hmm. If you take a person that puts poisons in their body and crap and everything that's out
mm-hmm.
there,
mm-hmm.
that person is just going to burn all that up in their personalities, and it's going to turn into 1,000 demons, and that's what we're seeing right now.
Yeah.
That's why we make so many detoxing products. We have a whole line of products to detox every organ in your body. The Power Dome detox your brain. The Griselda Dome detoxes, your karma even. We can even do karma, and that's called quantum entanglement. Because you carry 5 seed atoms with you through your entire life.
Mm-hmm.
So we're a little bit more advanced, I think, than anybody on the planet for helping people when they want. And we make a claim because the company is 34 years old. We've mm-hmm. been doing this for a long time. We'd be ridiculed, but now we're not. The celebrity list would choke a horse of the people that are coming to us.
Oh, I bet, yep.
For help. Because they see it. And they see the results of what we're able to get. And I'm not saying this is the answer, but we are one of the answers.
And it really works. I can attest to it because I've been wearing them for a lot of years.
Yeah, we met Steve Barish. He was in a straitjacket in a nut house. We and walked out, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen your name, yes. May I ask you, do you know the cause and do you have any products for Lou Gehrig's disease?
Yeah, we got several
ALS?
Products for that. Silver Power Dome, the trace minerals, very, very critical for that. The nuclear receptor with aquamarine stone in it, the projector, the star orb, and the flamethrower that Steve's using. That's just the start,
Okay.
Yeah.
Boy,
Lou Gehrig, by the way.
That's a disease.
We didn't have all this stuff for him, Anyhow, we're out of time.
Oh, gosh. Thank you so much. You've answered so many things. I really appreciate
it. Yeah. Have you read my book, Rays of Truth?
I just got it.
Oh, good. Good girl.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it.
My own horn, but I have a lot of help on that one, too.
Actually, I got it a couple months ago. It's in one of these boxes, but I'm digging it out.
You better get it reading that. Yeah, you better read that.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. And Steve, it's fun having callers like that go back, a decade or two with us. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Anything you want to put your phone number out there, because we're out of time.
Yeah, you can reach me actually on the phone.
Go ahead. You there? there?
585-746-8321, and this phone number is 585-746-4966, and if there's any questions you need to ask about any kind of equipment, I'm more than happy to help you.
Yeah, and our 1-800-729-2603 number is being hosted over the weekend by Steve. We'll pick it back up on Monday, but Steve handles the holiday traffic and the off-time traffic, so he'll be handling your questions until Monday. And then we'll sometime Monday, probably, I don't even know if we'll pick it up Monday. Might have it till Tuesday. I'm not sure yet. We'll see. So anyhow, you've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. The music that you hear is from my band Voyager. That's Michael Hamilton. He used to play with Kenny Loggins. He's part of our band, our little Pyrenine band here. And I'm glad everybody got to hear the show and a lot of nice call-ins tonight. And Steve, you better get back in your basket, man. What do you think?
I'm going to go back and start doing
it. We'll see you next week. And we have a really cool guest on next week. It's actually a couple. We'll talk. You'll see it on the BBS radio. And don't forget to listen to tomorrow night's show, which is the CAN seminar. Dr. Fred Bell, Cell Science and Energy Show, brought from you in the mountains of nowhere soon.